One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Once a brutal penal settlement carved out of the rugged Tasmanian wilderness, Port Arthur remains one of Australia's most infamous historical sites. It was a place designed to break the will of Britain's most hardened criminals through isolation, hard labor, and punishment that left both physical and emotional scars. But even long after the chains were removed and the prison gates closed, whispers of something sinister lingered in the air. Visitors today report more than just the echoes of history. Ghostly figures in the Commandant's house, unexplained footsteps in the separate prison, and faint whispers on the Isle of the Dead have all been described by those brave or unlucky enough to encounter them. Is it the lingering presence of the suffering and despair that once filled this place? Or are these eerie phenomena simply tricks of the mind, amplified by the weight of Port Arthur's dark legacy? On this episode, we dig into the chilling history and alleged hauntings of Port Arthur. Are these ghostly encounters real? Or are they merely echoes of a past too dark to forget? Port Arthur, situated on the southeastern coast of Tasmania, Australia, stands as one of the most notorious remnants of the British penal system. Established in 1830, it was designed as a timber station, but soon became a prison settlement for Britain's hardest criminals, transported thousands of miles from home to serve sentences in brutal and isolating conditions. The site, surrounded by dense bushland and accessible only via the narrow Eagle Hawk Neck, was an inescapable prison, a psychological cage as much as a physical one. At the heart of Port Arthur's operations was the belief that punishment could reform the soul. The system employed here went beyond physical labor, embracing psychological tactics to break and reshape the will of prisoners. The separate prison was central to this philosophy. Inmates here were subjected to silent and solitary confinement, a method thought to encourage reflection and repentance. Instead, it often drove prisoners to the brink of insanity. Masked guards enforced silence, and prisoners wore hoods to ensure that they never saw another face. The silence was so profound that many reported hearing the faintest sounds, footsteps echoing in the halls, distant whispers, as deafeningly loud. Death was an omnipresent force at Port Arthur. Disease, malnutrition, and accidents claimed the lives of hundreds. Those who died were taken to the Isle of the Dead, a small island just offshore that served as a burial ground for convicts, soldiers, and officials. Around 1,646 individuals are believed to be buried there, with convicts placed in unmarked graves and officers afforded proper headstones. It's said that even in death, the rigid hierarchy of Port Arthur remained intact. Despite its grim reputation, Port Arthur was also home to a small number of civilians, families of guards, administrators, and medical personnel. Among the most notable residents was the Commandant, who lived in the imposing Commandant's house. While it offered luxurious quarters compared to the prison barracks, it was far from a place of peace. Accounts from the time suggest that the weight of overseeing such a brutal institution left its mark on these officials and their families, many of whom reported strange and unsettling occurrences in the house even during its operational years. As the decades wore on, the penal settlement faced declining effectiveness and increasing criticism. By the late 1870s, with transportation of convicts to Australia ending, Port Arthur was officially closed in 1877. The site was left to decay, but its dark history was far from forgotten. Locals whispered of ghostly sightings almost immediately after its abandonment, with some reporting shadowy figures wandering the ruins and eerie cries emanating from the cells. Efforts to preserve Port Arthur began in the early 20th century, when the ruins became a focus of historical interest. By the 1970s and 80s, the site had become a major tourist destination, attracting visitors intrigued by its macabre past. With this surge in popularity came stories of unexplained phenomena, stories that would make Port Arthur as famous for its ghosts as for its history. The rise of ghost tours in the 1980s marked a turning point in the site's narrative. These nighttime excursions took visitors into the darkest corners of the settlement, from the echoing halls of the separate prison to the crumbling remains of the church. Guides shared tales of unexplained footsteps, flickering lanterns, and shadowy figures that seemed to vanish into thin air. Some participants dismissed these stories as theatrics, while others left convinced they'd experienced something truly otherworldly. Psychologists and skeptics have often pointed to the power of suggestion as a likely explanation for these encounters. The combination of dim lighting, the chilling history of the site, and the atmosphere of the tours themselves creates a perfect storm for heightened senses and overactive imaginations. However, not all experiences can be so easily dismissed. Over the years, many visitors and staff have reported events that seem to defy rational explanation, leaving even skeptics scratching their heads. Port Arthur's history provides ample fodder for the imagination. The despair, madness, and violence that permeated the settlement for decades created an environment of intense emotional and psychological suffering. Whether this energy has left a lasting imprint on the site, or whether the stories of hauntings are simply a reflection of its grim past, is a question that continues to intrigue historians, paranormal investigators, and tourists alike. From the stories of the lady in blue haunting the parsonage to the cries of unseen children echoing through the empty halls, Port Arthur's reputation as one of the most haunted places in Australia remains unshaken. But what drives these phenomena? Are they the product of suggestion and environmental factors, or do they point to something far more mysterious? As Port Arthur gained prominence as a tourist destination, its reputation for paranormal activity took on a life of its own. Ghost tours began to thrive, drawing visitors eager to experience the site's infamous hauntings firsthand. While skeptics viewed these tours as theatrical entertainment, the recurring nature of certain encounters has kept questions alive about the true nature of the phenomena. One of the most famous hauntings at Port Arthur is that of the Lady in Blue. This specter is said to haunt the parsonage, one of the oldest remaining buildings on the site. According to local lore, the Lady in Blue is the spirit of a woman who died tragically during childbirth. Her presence is often accompanied by the scent of lavender, with some visitors claiming to see her gazing out of windows or moving silently through rooms. Staff members have reported sudden chills and the sensation of being watched when alone in the building, particularly near the nursery. The separate prison, infamous for its strict regime of silence and isolation, is another hotspot for eerie encounters. Visitors frequently report hearing footsteps echoing in the halls, even when no one else is present. Some have described whispers or muted sobbing emanating from the cells, despite the building being empty. On occasion, ghost tour participants have fainted inside the prison, overwhelmed by an unshakable sense of dread. Paranormal investigators equipped with thermal cameras and EVP recorders have captured unexplained anomalies in the area, including temperature drops and faint, indecipherable voices. The Commandant's House, once the residence of Port Arthur's authority figures, has a chilling history of its own. Stories of shadowy figures moving through the halls have persisted for decades. Guides recount tales of doors slamming shut on their own, and furniture being mysteriously rearranged overnight. One particularly unnerving account comes from a staff member who claimed to see a figure standing at the top of the staircase, only to have it vanish before their eyes. On the Isle of the Dead, where more than 1,600 people were buried, visitors have described a heavy, oppressive atmosphere. Some claim to hear the faint sound of a tolling bell, despite there being no functioning bell in the area. Others have seen figures standing among the graves, only for them to disappear upon closer inspection. The unmarked graves of convicts contrasted with the ornate tombstones of officers add a poignant layer to the eerie energy of the site. One of the most disturbing phenomena involves physical sensations experienced by visitors. Reports of being touched, pushed, or even scratched have come from individuals exploring the ruins. These incidents are often accompanied by sudden drops in temperature and an overwhelming feeling of unease. While skeptics attribute these sensations to environmental factors like drafts or the power of suggestion, they continue to leave a lasting impression on those who experience them. Paranormal experts and investigators have spent years studying the activity at Port Arthur. Many believe that the site's dark history has created a residual haunting, where intense emotions and events have left an energetic imprint that replays like a recording. Others suggest the presence of intelligent hauntings, where spirits actively interact with the living. Skeptics counter these claims with psychological theories, pointing to the human brain's tendency to find patterns in randomness and the suggestibility of individuals in an already eerie setting. Despite scientific explanations, there are accounts that defy easy dismissal. A former tour guide, for example, recounted leading a group through the separate prison when a guest abruptly screamed and pointed to a cell, claiming to see a man inside staring at her. The guide insisted no one was there, but other members of the group confirmed the sighting. Such stories, while anecdotal, have added to the mystique of Port Arthur. Theories about the hauntings extend beyond the site's history to the land itself. Some suggest that the isolation and natural beauty of the Tasman Peninsula amplify the sense of otherworldliness. Others point to the island's indigenous history, wondering if the site carries deeper spiritual significance that predates the penal colony. Port Arthur remains a place where history and the paranormal intersect, offering a rare glimpse into the lingering effects of human suffering. Whether the hauntings are a product of the mind, the environment, or something truly supernatural, they ensure that the story of Port Arthur continues to captivate and mystify all who visit. Port Arthur is more than just a historical site. It's a testament to human resilience, suffering, and the indelible marks left behind by a troubled past. Whether you're drawn to its legacy as a brutal penal colony or intrigued by its reputation as one of Australia's most haunted locations, there's no denying the powerful energy that surrounds this place. The shadows that linger in the Commandant's House, the whispers that echo through the separate prison, and the mysterious figures on the Isle of the Dead all beg the question. Is Port Arthur haunted by the spirits of its troubled past, or by the weight of our own imaginations? Skeptics might argue that every eerie noise or fleeting shadow has a rational explanation. Drafts, acoustics, the power of suggestion. Psychologists point to confirmation bias and heightened emotions as reasons we interpret these events as supernatural. But there's something uniquely compelling about the sheer volume of accounts from Port Arthur. The consistency of these stories, paired with the tragic history of the site, makes it hard to dismiss the possibility that there's more at play. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, Port Arthur reminds us of the emotional toll places can carry and how history's echoes continue to shape the present. Are the spirits of Port Arthur calling for justice, seeking peace, or simply remnants of a bygone era? Or are they perhaps a reflection of our own fascination with what lies beyond? I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.